Attorney General Dale Marshall is this morning telling Magistrate Grivney Bannister to get on with his job and rule on matters as they appear before him. This follows a report in the press that quotes the magistrate as saying that the emergency legislation that put the national curfew in place has been badly drafted. It is his view, as reported in the press, that the directive should have said that the curfew is in place from 6 a.m. until 6 a.m. the next day, to give it the desired 24-hour effect, rather than from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. But Attorney General Marshall doesn't agree.
In Barbados, we have the doctrine of separation of powers, which we follow to the letter. We have an executive, we have a judiciary, and we have a parliament. The directive has been drafted. The directive, all three of them, have been drafted by the most senior personnel in the office of the Chief Parliamentary Counsel, people who have tremendous experience in legislative drafting, both in Barbados and across the region. And I certainly don't agree with them that it's badly drafted. As far as I'm concerned, the directive more than adequately establishes what is required of the average Barbadian, and the penalties are there. Now, that is his subjective view. The view of many other people is that the legislation, the directive, is drafted as it should be.
Mr. Marshall adds,
I don't think that the police shares that view, and no matter what, people of Barbados are expected to remain in their homes as required by the directive. So the fact that the magistrate may have expressed a view is not at all an opportunity or an invitation for Barbadians to start to test by coming out without reasonable cause.
He goes on to say that so far Barbadians have been compliant, as people report that we are currently a much quieter and less frenzied Barbados.
It is true that we have many more vehicles on the road than we had at the start of the shutdown period. But I've explained to the press already that a number of institutions have requested passes. In the last week, we've allowed our export manufacturers to reopen. That's an important imperative for us, while at all times taking into account the public health issues. All of our supermarkets and mini marts are open, so all of these are going to be opportunities for people to be on the road. The banks are open, so yes, people are on the road, but in between the night hours, Barbadians are off of the street.
And what are the lessons learned so far?
I think that some of the lessons are humanitarian. If I were to tell you of the number of people who have requested passes so as to be able to take care of their relatives, who've requested passes so as to be able to distribute hampers for the neediest, who want to get involved in care programs. And these things were happening all along. But at our lowest point, I think Barbadians are demonstrating a level of care for the fellow man that speaks volumes for us as we recover from this. As an administrative lesson, we're beginning to understand what the minimal level of structures for Barbados to work will require. Now, every year we prepare for hurricane season. We've not been dealt with such a blow as in the case of Bahamas and others, where we have literally had to shut down our country. This is the closest that we've come to it. And even as we prepare for the current hurricane season, we are seeing that there are lessons to be learned in terms of how we deal with catastrophes. In terms of law and order, I think there are some challenges to the system. We've not yet been able to get our courts to be up and running in a way that we need them to be up and running. Obviously, technology is going to be important. We need to get our lawyers and our judges dealing with cases and dispensed injustice without feeling that you have to be sitting in a courtroom in front of a judge. So there are some lessons to be learned for us there as well. And then technology. We've made assumptions about how many Barbadians have smartphones, and we've always felt that going forward we need to deliver more and more of our services and resources to people using technology. Even the very exercise of trying to deliver passes to people, which was to be done using mobile phones, we began to recognize that a lot of people have phones, but they don't have phones that are able to deal with what with a modern technology oriented Barbados. So there are a lot of things that this exercise has thrown up. Some are challenges, but in every challenge there's an opportunity. And I'm sure that when we get out of this, Barbados will be much changed, but much changed for the better.
Attorney General Dale Marshall on SAGICOR's Early Business.